An update now in the city of Syria, the country of Syria, where there is political unrest. There has been for weeks. The third largest city of Homs in Syria. There's a report that security forces have broken up a protest in that city. Earlier this week, thousands of people occupied the central square of Homs to demand political reform or the downfall of the Syrian government. And the Interior Ministry has described all of this as an armed insurrection and terrorist activity. Joining us now from Beirut, Lebanon, where he's watching reports from Syria, is the BBC's Owen Bennett Jones. What do we make of the Interior Ministry comments and the latest reports out of Homs?
Well, it's a very strong statement from the Interior Ministry that the government is facing an armed insurrection from Islamic extremists, and that paved the way for the use of fire as they broke up this protest. There were thousands of people in the square yesterday. I don't know how many were there at the time the gunfire began. It was in the middle of the night, so maybe smaller numbers, but nonetheless it had the desired effect. The crowds were dispersed. We haven't got any casualty figures from that yet. Lots of rumours swirling around about injuries and possible fatalities, but nothing firm yet. It seems that communications with Homs are down, basically.
Explain, Owen Bennett-Jones, from our partner, the BBC, live fire and the use of live fire on protesters in Tunisia really was an issue that caused things to catapult out of control and eventually resulted in the deposed leader, Ali, leaving the country. Live fire use in Syria is having just the opposite effect. Why?
Well, I mean, just to say, I'm not clear that they to what extent they were was firing into the crowd last night. It may have been a lot of the firing was aerial. We just don't know. I mean, the comparison with Tunisia is basically that the people of Tunisia had higher expectations of their government. You know, the context in Syria is that it's an extremely repressive government. Back in 1982, when there was an uprising in one town, as many as 10,000 people were killed in suppressing that demonstration. That is the basic context of Syrian politics. Now, that was the father. The son is now president. But nonetheless, it gives you an impression of just how tough it can be in Syria when you stick your head over the parapet and try and voice a political demand. So, you know, that is what people have in the back of their minds when they go out on the streets. And many people who follow Syrian politics closely are absolutely amazed that so many people have gone out.
And in the back of their mind or the front of their mind, Owen Bennett-Jones talking about the slaughter in 1982 in the city of Hama in Syria. How feared is the Interior Ministry, which made this report that I just talked about a moment ago?
Well, of course, people are extremely anxious about it. You know, I mean, there is a record of arresting political opponents and of treating them pretty harshly. And I should just add that the Interior Ministry has just issued another statement saying it doesn't want anyone out on the streets protesting at all for any reason. And, you know, you must wonder whether that's a precursor to really a tougher clampdown now on any protests that happen. But I don't know. But that is the statement that's just come out in the last few moments.
And does that apply to Homs or the entire country?
The entire country.
And there's already an emergency law in place. Would this be a curfew, a martial law being declared? It's almost impossible to describe where they would go.
I mean, yeah, in theory, the president said emergency law is going to be lifted by next Saturday. So we'll see if that pledge is kept or whether they go the other way.
Talking about the situation in Syria, where we have reports this morning in the third largest city of Homs, security forces breaking up a protest using live fire, although not clear whether there were actual casualties in the crowd itself. That's the BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones watching the situation in Syria from Beirut, Lebanon. Thanks so much.